Oh, I know what time it is. Let's do this. You are listening to Bird Notes, your auditory bird forecast for January 17th, 2023, here in the city of Vancouver on the ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. So today we're going to be going over all the birds you're likely to hear here around the Lower Mainland. We're going to start off with your classic backyard birds, your city birds. So you are likely to hear the following. This is your classic East Vancouver crow. All right, you probably know it well. Going to the more melodic, the song sparrow is likely to be heard today. Some trees, if you're walking by a park. Let's give a listen to the song sparrow. Beautiful. All right, let's move on to the dark-eyed junco. This is also known as the Oregon junco here on the Pacific Coast. That was the dark-eyed junco. Next up, we have the spotted towhee. Known as a drink your tea song, the spotted towhee looks annoyed, and it sounds kind of annoyed too, just kind of a grumpy bird. All right, next up, we have the city bird of Vancouver, Anna's hummingbird. Hummingbird calls are very hard to hear for people like me with some high tone hearing loss, but let's see if you can hear this. All right, I hope you were able to hear that. I kind of made it out. Next up, we have European starlings, an invasive species, not native to North America, but still a lovely, you know, part of the landscape here. Let's give a listen to their song. So nice. All right. Next up, a classic bird. You'll probably see them picking up worms in grassy fields. This is the American robin. All right, let's switch from that melodic song to the northern flicker, a woodpecker. Once you hear this call, you will hear it all the time. It's one of those ones that you will frequently hear in the around Vancouver. Very distinctive call. Here we go. And being a woodpecker, you'll also hear its drumming sound. Pretty good BPM there, Flicker. All right, closing out the backyard birds, the city birds, here is the second to last one, the house finch. All right, and the last of today's forecasted backyard birds, the varied thrush. All All right, good luck with that, Thrush. I hope you were able to talk to each other. All right, let's go out for a field report now. Brian, I believe you're down at Kitts Beach right now.
Morning, Duncan. It's your pal Brian Zammer calling in from Kitsilano. We've got chickadees here. It's a festival of black-capped chickadees. And cars. But mostly chickadees. Basically a dawn chorus. That's it for now. Talk to you later.
Great. Thank you so much, Brian. All right, moving on to our marine forecast. These are birds that you're likely to hear if you are near the water here in Vancouver today. Let's start off with the classic glaucous-winged gull. All right, I don't speak gull, but I believe it just said, I want to eat your fries. Next up, we have the northern shoveler, part of the duck family. And let's find the sounds for this. Here we go. This is the northern shoveler. Look for it if you are on the water today. The tuk-tuk sound. Good for you, northern shoveler. All right, next up, a majestic bird here on the west coast, the great blue heron. I've heard this sound in the wild, and I thought that a Wookiee was trying to strangle someone in the bushes. It was a very strange sound. Double-crested cormorant, also likely to be heard today in Vancouver. Let's give a listen to the double-crested cormorant. All right, cormorant. Next up, another classic, the Canada goose. Let's give a listen to these honkers. They do hiss sometimes. All right, so now off to a more delicate bird, the duck, the barrow's golden eye. Females traveling to and from the nest also often give a low, throaty cook, 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 cook sound. So let's give a listen to that. All right, that was Barrow's Goldeneye. I think I prefer the old music from the Goldeneye video game. Anyways, let's move on to a common merganser. Here we go. Great duck. Great showing by ducks. Good work. Now we're going to hear the American coot. This is going to sound almost like a chicken. It's really striking, but let's give a listen. And if you see a coot, it looks more like a chicken than a duck. What are you doing, coot? All right, let's move on to the horned grebe as we close out our marine forecast. And the final bird in our marine forecast is the ringed-necked duck. Saw one of these down at Deer Lake the other day, a gorgeous bird. All right. And that closes out our marine forecast. Now, although we are giving you the birds here in Vancouver, we do sometimes get reports from further afield. Tim, I believe you have something you want to share with us from Toronto.
This is Tim Martin reporting from Sunnyside Beach in Toronto, where a great black-backed gull has just taken and killed a female bufflehead. It's absolute carnage down here. Back to you in the studio, Duncan.
Wow, that sounds very intense. I hope you're okay. Thank you so much, Tim, for that report from Toronto. Let's move on now to our nature forecast. This is something where these are usual birds, common around these parts, but you won't normally see them in the city per se. You'll have to go a little further afield. So let's start off with one of the all-time greats, the bald eagle. Here is a call from a bald eagle. Another iconic call is the red-winged blackbird. If you're by a marsh or something like that, you will almost always see one of these fellas on a reed. So let's give a listen to the Conquerida, the classic red-winged blackbird song. All right, you're also likely to hear some fox sparrows. Let's give a listen to the fox sparrow. Sure. All right. Nice showing. All right, next up, keep your ears peeled for the red-breasted nuthatch. Gotta say, they sound like dorks. The next one that we're gonna listen to is the downy woodpecker. This is the second woodpecker we've heard. And let's give a listen to the Pacific call of the downy woodpecker. Slightly different tone than the flicker on the drum there. All right, moving along, American goldfinch, a beautiful yellow bird. Let's give a listen to this. Next up, we have some of the smallest birds around, bush tits, tiny little fluff balls. Let's give a listen to their call. This is a uniquely Pacific bird that doesn't make it to central Canada. So we're very lucky out here that we have bush tits. Even if their calls aren't that big of a deal. Right, let's move on to the golden-crowned kinglet. Here we go. All right, next up, if you're at a campground, you'll probably see one of these fellas bouncing around trying to steal your food, the Steller's Jay. Here we go. And finally, closing it out with another predator, this is the red-tailed hawk. That would be terrifying to be a little mouse in a forest and hear that above your head. My gosh. All right, that's going to do it for our nature forecast. Brian, I think you have one more report from us. You've made your way down to Vanier Park.
Morning, Duncan. It's Brian Zambrick here, Vanier Park, right next to the Museum of Vancouver. And we have ponds just full of mallards and American widgeons here. You can hear them. And crows. Got about 100 ducks here. Dabbling, browsing. It's quite a scene. Oh, lady mallard. Those are some widgeons. Sound like squeak toys. Okay, that's it for me right now. Over to you, Duncan.
Thank you so much, Brian. All right, this is going to bring us to our last forecast, the rare bird alert. So these are unusual species that have been spotted around the Lower Mainland. All right, if you are in Pitt Meadows, have a look out for this redhead. Okay, if you happen to find yourself in Delta, give a listen to this American avocet. A rare prairie falcon has been spotted in Pitt Meadows, so keep your ears peeled for this. In Ladner, there has been a California scrub jay kicking around for a while, so give a list, keep your ears peeled for this. And the last of our rare birds, the northern mockingbird. This was spotted in Boundary Bay, so give a listen to this song and hopefully you'll hear it for yourself. There's a lot going on there, mockingbird. Sounds like a medley. Is this the mockingbird's greatest hits all in one track? All right. Thank you, mockingbird. That is going to do it for today's bird notes. All bird sounds used today can be found at the Macaulay Library, part of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Happy listening, and I hope you're enjoying 24 hours of radio art here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks so much for listening. Bye. It's like